Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
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 Can you be any more specific?
Yeah, you darn tootin'.
91.5 WMMO.
Medford.
End of story.
This is Effective Meltdown. Sorry if that was a rough transition between music and our voices, but we're trying our best.
You know, Studio C and Studio A.
Mm-hmm.
It's how it goes. The relationship.
It's the relationship between the two. Anyways, yeah. Busy day, busy Sunday.
Busy Sunday.
But busy Sunday. Break is approaching, which is a little bit of a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could still be busy, but who knows. Anyways... Ivan, you're going to be leaving us partway through, so what do you want to start us off with?
So we're going to start off with some Alves off their album Blue Rev. We're going to listen to Belinda Says, and then we're gonna really, really listen, and we're going to really enjoy whenever they make the key change at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, so everyone, you have to enjoy it.
You have to enjoy it?
Yeah, that's my commandment. Enjoy! Exclamation mark.
And then I queued up something after that.
Fine.
Which is okay, I guess.
Yeah, fine.
It just completely flew under my radar that Ichiko Alba released a new album in late February. And completely flew under my radar, so I listened to it this morning. And I'm going to queue up one of the songs that left an impression with me, which is called... I'm blanking on it, but we'll figure it out soon.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Hope you enjoy.
Says
忘れていいの。 through the great southwest to forget her. She appears in his dreams, but in his car and in his arms, a dream could mean anything. A cheap sunset on a television set could upset her. Still in your past, floating fast like a homing bird. His goal in life was to be an echo, the type of sound that floats around and then back down like a feather. But in the deep chrome canyons of the loudest Manhattans, no one could hear him. Or slept on a mountain in a sleeping bag underneath the stars. He would lie awake and count them in the great fountain spray of the great Milky Way. Would never let him die alone. Remember to remember me, standing still.
And we're back. Ivan, what song was that?
That was by Grizzly Bear from their, I think, 2007 album, Vecatimist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's how you say it. But anyway, that album was really... Oh, it was 2009. That album was really popular. And, I mean, the big one off that album was 2 Weeks, as many people will remember. And then... What did we play? Oh, we played
Hummingbird.
Hummingbird, yep. From A Ghost Is Born, mm-hmm. off of Wilco's album, their post Yankee Hotel Foxtrot album. Mm-hmm. We've played a little bit of that on the Disaster Show Without Will 2 shows ago.
Did you?
Yeah, a little
we
bit.
We almost
of it.
Played it last show in our self indulgent show.
We did, yeah. We almost played Spiders Kid Smoke, yeah, because it was 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't play that one.
Yeah,
though.
We didn't play it though. But yeah, and I've been listening to that album a lot. I am definitely now a firm advocate for making that album a canonical piece of Wilco's. I think it's like really been swept under the rug in favor for being there. Mermaid Avenue, you know, Summer Teeth and Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, but like I think that might be their second best album. Wow. It's pretty cool. And then yeah, we listened to Belinda Says by the Alves, as we've already said.
Yes, and then after that, I guess after Belinda Says, we listened to Luciferine by Ichiko Alba off her new album.
It was nice, yeah.
Luminescent Creatures. 2025 February album.
Yeah.
Ivan, sad news. Is leaving.
Yeah, I'm departing. Oh man, I thought I was about to receive sad news.
Oh no, no, no.
Yeah, I'm having to leave, and that is sad news.
Which is good for Will, because I get to run my own show, I guess.
It is.
Well, who knows if it's good. But I think the second half of the show is going to be more jazz fusion based, something that Will doesn't do when he's something that's more of a Will centric, I guess, taste.
Yeah, this kind of feels like, you know, us sharing a dorm room or sharing a bedroom, and then it's kind of like, you know, I'm leaving for the weekend, and so now you get to take your pants off and just, you know, and
now you get to play video games until 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. So good luck with that, guys. I'm gonna be out of here.
Oh, that's right, that's right. We're gonna be starting with, I guess, one of the most sampled songs in, I guess, just jazz hip hop. My brother, who I've mentioned quite a bit recently, I feel like, on the show, came home. He lives in California now, but he came home for Christmas, and he said, "Will, you got to listen to this new song, man." Well, not this new song, but the song I found. And I'm like, man, you're behind the times. This song has been around. But it's, I don't know how to pronounce it because it's in French, but it's by Cortex, and it's been sampled in many, many songs, including being sampled by, like, MF Doom and Tyler, the Creator. Very, I guess, influential in that regard. By the band Cortex, jazz fusion band from the 70s. And I guess we'll get into it. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. Hello, hello. We just listened to Cross-Eyed and Painless by Talking Heads. I know it's sort of not what I advertised as like jazz fusion for the second half of this show, but sort of a spontaneous decision. I recently rewatched the Talking Heads live recording sort slash documentary slash movie Stop Making Sense, and their performance of Cross-Eyed and Painless in that performance is really, really incredible. I really recommend checking out that documentary film, whatever you want to call it, if you haven't yet. And I'm also here to give a little message. Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple check from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Please keep all your numbers in check. Make sure they're, healthy. Continuing on with the show, I recently showed this, this album to my friend Quinn. If you're listening, Quinn, hello. And I described it as, you know, the basis for Mario Kart music. I still think that applies heavily. It's from a Japanese band called Cassiopeia, and this is their titular album. So it's made in the 80s, so you know, predates Mario Kart. So in that respect, I think it could definitely hold influence, and it's, you know, very jazz fusion heavy, but a little more like easygoing, a little more rocky than perhaps jazz. But there's definitely influences of jazz littered across this album. So we're going to get into it. The song title is in Japanese, so I don't necessarily know how to say it, but I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Hello, hello. What we just listened to was Henrietta, Our Hero, off of Kamasi Washington's, I think, 2016 album, The Epic, truly deserving of its name. It's nearly 3 hours long, longest album I've ever listened to, and it's well worth a listen. Incredible jazz record from the 2010s. Before that, we listened to Speaking Gently by Bad Bad Not Good. I guess both Bad Bad Not Good and Kamasi Washington have had their ties in, I guess, hip-hop as well. Bad Bad Not Good primarily, you know, being an instrumental hip-hop jazz fusion type group. And then Kamasi Washington doing collaborations with, you know, D'Angelo, who is not necessarily hip-hop, but he's R&B, and then being mentioned off of on Kendrick Lamar's latest album, which is really cool. And before that, we listened to Cassiopeia. Off their, their titular album. Moving on, we're going to listen to some jazz fusion from the Mahavishnu Orchestra, but also with John McLaughlin, who is like sort of the figurehead of this album. The Inner Mountain Flame is the album, if you're wondering. John McLaughlin himself, you know, if Frank Zappa's like the father of jazz fusion, I feel like Miles Davis is the grandfather, especially the work he was doing in the late 60s and early 70s. And on Miles Davis's 1970 album, B Word Brew, John McLaughlin, you know, has an entire track named after him, which is, I think, is really, really cool. And this is, you know, some concurrent work that he was doing at the time that album came out. And I think that's really, really good. And I hope you enjoy it. This is Meeting of the Spirits by the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Hope you enjoy. That was the Mahavishnu Orchestra off of their 1970 album, I believe, The Intermounting Flame. And that song was Meeting of the Spirits with John McLaughlin, of course, the guitarist. I hope you enjoyed the last 30 minutes of Jazz Fusion. This is, I guess, a little unusual for our show because this is more of a Will-centric, taste. And Ivan wasn't able to join us for the last half, so I got to indulge myself a little bit. There, I had some stuff queued that we just don't have the time for, but I still want to mention. Next, I was going to play some jazz rap. There's a hexology, I guess they like to call it, of Lovesick. It's a Lovesick hexology by a Japanese producer called Nujabes, and a rapper called Shingo 2. And incredible. You should listen to all of them. I was going to play the second part, and it's very jazz-influenced style production, and so I was going to play it. And then I didn't get to play any Frank Zappa, which I was a little upset about, but what can you do? But anyways, I'm Will, and you are listening to Effective Meltdown, and I am here to remind you that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Rock on. I hope you have a beautiful Sunday. It's nice and sunny outside, which is nice, and the weather seems like it's finally starting to turn. So I'm sending you off to some automation. I hope you have a great day.